Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Singer-songwriter Billy Grima is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to use that as a vehicle to share some amazing stories along the way. I noticed when I was prepping for this segment that Billy has some great songs out there that he's been able to really capture some special moments in that mean a lot to him. The single you guys are going to be hearing here a little bit later is called Pleasure to Have Met You. We'll talk to Billy not only about what inspired that single, but also, of course, how you can get it for yourself through our friends at Amazon.com. Billy, hello to you and welcome to Conversations Live. We're glad you could join us today.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing really good. And Billy, I didn't get a chance to talk to you before we went live here, so is the last name pronounced Grima? Did I pronounce it right?
Well, Grima. Here it's Grima. In Canada, it's Grima.
Grima,
in Australia,
okay.
It's Grima.
Okay, hey, Grima is fine with me then, Billy. I'll call you that then. So, you know, thank you so much for the time today. I really do appreciate it. I mean, what has it been like for you? As I noted that you are a singer and songwriter, what has it been like for you to write these songs, Billy, and to see the way that people are responding to them?
It's a great feeling having people, the way they respond to the songs. Some songs make people cry. And some songs make people dance. It's a great feeling to see the reaction I'm getting. It's a great feeling. My goal when I'm writing a song is to make sure that they feel what I'm writing.
Yeah.
To me, that's what it's all about.
Right.
So,
right.
When I see people feeling what I'm writing, either by see a tear in their eye, I know I did the job.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it goes for a variety of the songs. I noticed even in watching some of the videos for some of the singles, like I Miss You Baby, you know, that kind of comes out. I mean, and then, of course, you know, even some of the more fun songs, like, you know, Calendar Girl, we're able to see that. I mean, have you always been a person, Billy, that has been able to express themselves so easily?
I think so. Yes, I think so. I mean, writing I Miss You Baby, I could not finish that song because it came so from deep within. I was crying writing it.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the chorus part for that song in high school, and I just took it from an old song I wrote and I put it in there because it just seemed to fit right in there. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, again, is something that we've been able to see. And as I said, you've been able to take not only, of course, the songs, but then, of course, to capture these special moments in the video. I mean, it's a very powerful video even for that single, Billy. I Miss You, Baby. I mean, what is that like for you? I mean, to go from writing a song and to, you know, pouring your heart out that way to then creating this visual that people are able to kind of watch along with it.
Writing that song, actually, you know, I had that thought of writing that song probably about 7 years ago. Personal friend of mine had breast cancer, and what we did in the town I'm from, we ended up putting balloons, pink balloons, up on our mailboxes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was tying up the balloon, I'm thinking to myself, oh my,
yeah.
Something should be written about this. And then I put myself in, you know, because a lot of people, cancer is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put myself in a position of a husband and a wife. So when I started writing it, I can visualize what's going on. And what you see on the video is actually what I pictured when I was writing it.
Right. And
step
then there
by step.
Yeah, and then there are other songs, too, that were able to kind of be able to better know you as an individual. Songs like You Mean the World to Me that you dedicate to your children. I mean, you know, is that part of the joy that you feel, Billy, knowing that you're able to do something that you love like, you know, like music, but then to be able to get that response and to, you know, and to do something special with it?
Yes. I find that, you know, when I write, I like to try and be real, you know, I don't know. It just comes out that way. You know,
right.
I'll give you an example. So, say you mentioned You Mean the World to Me. There's a big message behind that song. Is when my older daughter was about 4 years old, I took her to school, and I said, I love you, girl. And she says, Daddy, you can't say that. You're going to embarrass me. She was a girl. So we came up with this plan of saying "Don't forget," meaning so when I say "Don't forget," she understands I love you. Mm-hmm. And then my middle daughter was "Forever," and then my younger daughter, she didn't care. "I love you" was "I love you." So, and then actually in the song it says, and a note that I wrote saying "I love you forever, don't forget." So that's how it came about. It means a lot to me and my children, you know, and that people can relate is actually, it's a great feeling. Same thing. Yeah.
I think that is an amazing thing. For those who are just tuning in, he's on the Radio Dollar Online. You're listening to Conversations Live. Billy Grima is our guest today. We're talking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. And you, as I mentioned, you guys are going to be hearing a single here in just a moment. And, you know, you mentioned, of course, you know, being in Canada, of course, we're in the States here. I mean, music is one of those universal things, as we talk about in this program all the time, Billy, that kind of seems to bring people together. Has that also been part of the fun for you, knowing that you're able to create music where you are, they can touch people that you'll never meet?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
And I think that... I'm here, Billy. It's okay. I do think that is, you know, one of the great things about it. That's one of the great things about, you know, music in itself and the power that it has. So talk to us a little bit about this single that we're about to hear, "Pleasure to Have Met You." How did it come about?
It's about finding your soulmate, and no matter where you are, you know, it just seems to, it could be the phone call. It could be having a glass of wine together, or being together, romantic. It's never enough. You just want more all the time. You grab that phone and you call that somebody that you care for. It's a soulmate. That's what I call it. It's, you know, your soulmate, finding your soulmate. So on your mind, you pick up the phone and you call them. That's what it's all about. I have to use some imagination there too, but, you know, overall, that's what it's all about. Yeah.
Right.
And we just released the video for it today, actually, on YouTube.
Exactly right. We're going to remind our listeners of that as well as let them know how they can get the single for themselves. For those who have not heard it, here is "A Pleasure to Have Met You" by Billy Grima. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Billy right after this.
I can't help think about you and me, and how we drive each other wild intentionally. You whisper in my ear, "Pleasure to have met you, dear. Babe, I must confess, can't get enough of you." We sit by the fire, overlooking the lake, in a little cab, a little hideaway. You turn the radio on as we dance to a song called "Sweet Santana." And you say, "Pleasure to have met you, baby.
Pleasure to have met you.
with his single Pleasure to Have Met You right here on Conversations Live. As you heard Billy say before we heard the single, the video is now available on YouTube. You like the rest of us, Billy, are all over the place. You're on YouTube, you're on social media. In fact, we're following each other now on Twitter. I mean, you know, what has that been like for you? I mean, to go online and be able to share what you've been able to do with the world.
It's great. It's amazing, actually, because, you know, you can contact, you can reach places where you never thought you would. You know what I mean? It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I have family in Australia. I have family in Europe, and they can watch it. I have family in England. It's really cool. It's amazing.
And I think it really goes to the power, you know, of not only, of course, you know, technology, but also, of course, how it can help us to reach people. So, you know, talk to us about the new music. I mean, you know, what do you hope when people listen to music by Billy Graham? What do you hope they're able to take away from it? And what do you hope they're able to know about you, Billy, as an artist?
Good question. I would have to say maybe it'd be nice for them to remember my songs. You know, I it's really kind of cool when you see people singing your songs. You know, I just want to be labeled as being real, I guess. That's one thing I think. Because we're all human, right?
Right.
and to me, at the same time, like I said, it's me having, like people ask, has your dream come true? It has, because I've seen people cry when I've sang a certain song or of mine. So, it has. It's just a matter of, at the end of the day, if people are happy listening to my song, that's a great satisfaction for me. So, you know, I would like them to pass on my song if they like it. That would be great. I would appreciate that very much.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know what? I know that's exactly what is happening. Again, everyone, Billy Graham has been our guest today. We've been talking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. The single you guys heard here is Pleasure to Have Met You. That single is available through our friends at Amazon.com. I found it there as I was prepping for my segment with Billy. Of course, you all can stay connected with him online as well. Billy, where is the best place for our listeners to be able to find you?
I guess you can try Facebook, or you can try www.billygrima.com, Twitter. What else we got there? Yeah, basically wherever, like Twitter is good, and also Facebook is fantastic.
Okay.
And of course, there's Michael Stover, so, you know, if there's a need of getting in touch with him, that would be great.
All right, and we definitely thank Michael for setting up this conversation with us today. And, Billy, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to have you back on.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Again, everyone, Billy Graham has been our guest today. Thank you, Billy, for stopping by the program. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the buttons you'll find there on the left-hand side. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.